Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
One of the great and central themes of Paul's ministry was his articulation of his conversion experience that he had on his way to Damascus. And we hear him tell the story again in the 22nd chapter of the book of Acts. Paul says, "While I was on my way and approaching Damascus, at about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone about me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice say to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?'" I mean, Paul talked about it a lot, but it is a wild claim and must have seemed like a really provocative witness. Paul, the great persecutor of the church, was stopped in his tracks on his way to Damascus by none other than Jesus himself. And from that day forward, the orientation of Paul's life was changed. And it's actually three times in the book of Acts, Paul recounted his conversion experience. There was a great light, there was a voice, Jesus appeared and commissioned Paul. I mean, I think about it, and it must have sounded preposterous to the critical minds of his day. That sort of thing just doesn't happen. At the same time, the evidence of conversion in Paul's life was undeniable. Whatever happened on the road to Damascus, Paul was entirely changed entirely. He was an entirely different person as a result of that experience. So whether or not it sounded crazy to those who would listen, Paul regularly witnessed to his encounter with Jesus Christ. It was central to his articulation of faith. And Paul's witness continues to inspire our faith even today. Let's pray together. Lord God, we tend to keep silent about you and about our faith in you. We ask that you would give us voice, that you would grant us some of the courage you offered Paul. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.